says it's the end of time, and the Mississippi River, she's a going dry. The interest is up and the stock market's down, and you're only getting mugged if you go downtown. I live back in the woods, you see, my woman and the kids and the dogs and me. I got a shotgun, a rifle, and a four-wheel drive, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I can plow a field all day long. I can catch catfish from dusk till dawn. Make our own whiskey and our own smoke too. Ain't too many things these old boys can't do. And homemade wine, and country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. Because you can't starve us out, and you can't make us run. Those women, old boys raised on shotguns. We say grace, and we say ma'am. If you ain't into that, we don't give a damn. Came from the West Virginia coal mines and the Rocky Mountains and the western skies. And we can skin a buck, we can run a trot line, and a country boy can survive. Country folks can survive. I had a good friend in York City. He never called me by my name, just Hillbilly. My grandpa taught me how to live off the land, and his taught him to be a businessman. He used to send me pictures of the Broadway nights, and I'd send him some homemade wine.
Welcome, folks.
But he was killed by a man with a switchblade knife.
$43. My friend lost his life. And in the Trump administration, that will be happening a lot less. Welcome to the Trump Phenomenon. I'm James Kelso. This show is live, as always. And I hope you're looking forward to the next 8 years of the Trump Phenomenon. And we'll be doing what we'll do tonight. We'll be covering the Trump administration, our support from our part of the Patriot cause for this extraordinary genius who came like a bolt out of the blue. Truly, you know, any way you think about it, a year ago, two years ago, let's put it that way, 2 years ago, nobody had any idea that we would be where we are right now. Well, tonight we'll cover the news events of the last 24 hours in the Trump phenomenon. We'll take your calls. The call-in number is 800-313-9443. That's 800-313-9443. And we love to get new people in. So, and we love all of our callers. But if you find yourself calling every night, you might dial it back just a little bit so that new folks can, you know, get onto the air. And with us, let's see who's with us. George or Paul. George is in Maryland. George, are you here? Not yet. So we await the arrival of George in Maryland and Paul Fromm in Canada. Maybe with us a bit later as well.
Hey, James.
Hey, there's George.
Yes, George wants to say that it's been fun watching the Who is Donald Trump going to appoint games. Just wanted to add a point that, like you said, this is like having Christmas every day. And, you know, we've been getting the butt kicking for 60 years. 60 solid years. So there's a whole lot of frustration that, you know, Jesus, the election's been 3 weeks and Donald Trump hadn't fixed everything yet. And I think we're going to suffer that, you know, probably through his whole administration, that he won't be able to do it all himself. You know, the other side's still totally entrenched. So it's hard to mix in a little bit of patience with what's going on. And God, every time this guy scratches his eyelid, you know, 30,000 people from both sides jump on, beat him up, including our side. So it's tough.
Yes, it is. And I've been telling folks, I've had several people tell me, well, he's won now. You know, everything's different now. He's won. So we can kind of, you know, we don't have to be so worried. Well, wrong. It's going to be 8 years. We'll cover it right here on this show till their gasping last breath. The corrupt.
We know it's exactly the opposite. You know, yeah. Donald Trump has held up his end of the bargain, but no one's going to fix the fix we're in except us.
Yes.
And, you know, there's a whole lot of, you know, brushstrokes of just exactly who us is. There's a great article. Let me tell you, the Washington Post had a big piece about Richard Spencer. Unbelievable. It's called Let's Party Like It's 1933. And it's so interesting that we need to, like, read this and come back to it later in the week. But they're already throwing up the, oh, my God, the alt-right has a voice. You know, it's like Adolf Hitler has showed up on the scene. And, you know, Donald, you know, Hitler's in the White House. Hitler's in the news. The alt-right, you know, the fascist wing of the world is taking over the United States. So even though it's kind of exaggerated, I kind of take it as a plus. I sure as hell would rather read about Richard Spencer in the compost than 8 more stinking years of a Hillary or a Barack Obama White House.
Well, and the I'll just put a little 2 bits in from my position in the peanut gallery. And that is, what the corrupt media wants to do is misportray Donald Trump as being somehow part of our little tiny movement, which he's not. And it's very, you know, gratifying egotistically for us in our movement. You know, the news media, anytime any one of us, you know, if I get a phone call from the Washington Post that wants to do an interview, they would love to have me say that Donald Trump is, you know, he's one of us, and we're communicating with him secretly, and wink, wink, we're doing lots of wink, wink with Donald Trump. They would love to put that on the front page of the Washington Post, because the man, they don't care about our movement, and they're not interested in taking down our movement. It doesn't need taking down. It's down. they want to take Donald Trump down. He is the most powerful man in the world. He's the man who can effect the changes they fear. And so they'll use anything they can, whether it's bimbos or made up sex stories or made up Nazi stories, whatever they can cook up, they want to discredit Donald Trump. And so something that we can do in our movement here is don't take the bait. They want to equate this huge phenomenon of the Trump phenomenon with our little movement. And I suggest we not take the bait. And for various leaders in our movement, it's very tempting to get on to the front page of a newspaper or to have somebody do a TV show about you. And yes, that will improve your website statistics. I mean, it will raise the numbers anyway. And you'll get more donations. But good idea to let them use us to tar and feather Trump? I don't think so. I think it's a bad idea. And on the other hand, I've been doing with this show and steering this course, giving the media nothing to work with. They can take any tape of any one of our shows, any quote, any word, any sentence, and there's nothing with which they can build that kind of an article from this radio show. This radio show expresses the fact that our small movement is thrilled with the arrival of this, of the Trump phenomenon, and that it's that doesn't give them the equation they want. And It's kind of seems like a fine point, but it's not. And you'll see it play out over the next 8 years. You'll see people in our movement take the bait and give them the article they want and do the equation that they want to try to hurt Trump. So anyway, just two bits here from the peanut gallery. Now, George, after our last show, you mentioned I talked about the fact that we talked about the stock markets zooming up. It zoomed up again today, folks. That's the Trump effect. And we talked about the fact that there's a huge bubble, which Donald Trump has spoken of very clearly, that bubble is going to burst, as all bubbles do, and that one of the possible bursters will be Janet Yellen in jacking up the interest rates and collapsing the market. Now, I mentioned to you, George, that I had heard that the Fed is one of the ways they're propping up the stock market is by pumping huge mega billions of dollars into the stock market through banks in Europe and elsewhere, including the Bank of Japan. I mentioned a Swiss bank to you. I wasn't sure which one it was. It's the Swiss National Bank. And they're using, let me read you some Paul Craig Roberts. You wanted some references on this. Here's a reference. Paul Craig Roberts writes in this article, central banks have become a corrupting force. He says, and this is a column that Paul Craig Roberts wrote, and we offered Paul Craig Roberts as a someone to fill the vacancy on the board of governors that Donald Trump could appoint. And this is, in fact, let me give you I've got a bunch of articles here. Let me give you a different one. This one, not Paul Craig Roberts, this is from a website called secretsofthefed.com. Is the Fed using a loophole to prop up the stock market, markets plural, through the Swiss Central Bank? When the Federal Reserve was instituted back in 1913, it came into being with just two primary mandates. The first was to curb inflation through the adjustment of interest rates, and the second was to be a lender of last resort for troubled banks in need of liquidity. Over time, however, Congress pushed a third mandate onto their balance sheet, which was to ensure full employment in the economy. But after the stock market crash of 1987, the Fed became involved in a new area of the market that was never part of their mandate, propping up and protecting equity values in the stock markets. And while most of that work was relegated to the government-run plunge protection team, remember Ron Paul talking about that endlessly, from the 80s onward, it wasn't until the credit crisis of 2008 and the implementation of quantitative easing that the central banks thrust into the stock markets became a near daily excursion. So this now begs the question, just how does the Fed manipulate stock prices if they have no legal authority to do so and no mandate at all to get involved in equities? The answer appears to lie in a loophole that is facilitating their use of other central banks to do their work for them by supplying necessary funds to foreign banks to purchase stocks on U.S. exchanges. And folks, I'm talking about hundreds of billions of dollars. Then this author quotes Paul Craig Roberts, are we witnessing the corruption of central banks? Are we observing the money-creating powers of central banks being used to drive up prices in the stock market for the benefit of the mega-rich? Now, skip down a little bit here. Get this. Last year, a study reported that central banks, you have to be seated for this, central banks own more than 50% of all stocks in the global equity markets and are by far the primary catalyst for the recent moves into all-time high territory. In fact, the central banks work almost daily to protect equities from falling, despite the fact that the companies they purchase have valuations exceeding their true value and revenues. We had a call from Chicago on that last night. Perhaps when you can print money out of thin air as often as you like, purchasing assets and manipulating natural market trends are no big deal. Ironically, the primary market trend since 2011 has been of one of insider selling, coupled with share buybacks to cover the selling, making Dr. Roberts' assertion that the Fed is propping up markets to protect the wealthy and elite a viable reality. Either way, stock markets are more than ever rigged games in which the common investor cannot hope to win, since it is no longer about gambling on fundamentals and technicals anymore, but in how the Fed will intervene in the markets on any given day. So the interesting point there, George, is that unbeknownst to the people, hundreds of billions of dollars are being funneled through European and Japanese banks to buy huge quantities of equities, of stocks. And so this is where the bubble, this is the primary engine of the bubble. So when Janet Yellen, if she pulls back from that pumping up, the bubble goes down.
James, I'm so glad we're talking about this because it's going to hit all of us and it's going to hit us hard. There will be a collapse of this, the global casino, as it's called on RBN and many other venues. This is a global casino. Yes, the Fed, you know, makes direct injections of money in not just overseas and in European banks, but in other ways. The EU Central Bank, you know, with Mario Draghi in charge. I mean, they're propping up the entire European scheme and all these bankrupt countries. So they're both doing that. And the bubble has gotten so big that it's going to collapse of its own weight at some point. Or we may have a catalyst, and all Janet Yellen has to do is raise interest rates, you know, 0.25% to 1%. That could be enough to bring it down. So, you know, we're going to have to draw together as a movement because individually we're all going to hurt when this happens. But the important thing is you brought it up. All this rigging is real. Be sure, would like to see whatever is next. Discombobulating the Fed altogether to me is about the only sane idea. Could Donald Trump print interest-free money to take the place of these Federal Reserve notes? He could. It's fantastically complex, but we better talk about it because you know, here comes the crash. We're not sure, exactly sure where the catalyst. Barry. Oh, I love that man. 58 more days of this guy. You don't think he wants to make sure that this crash happens before, you know, he's not able to affect it anymore? I expect him to pull the plug before he leaves because he's such a nice guy.
Yeah. Now, the headline today, Dow Jones, for the first time ever, above 19,000. Telecoms went up 2%. Warren Buffett, since November 8th, has made in the stock market or in his equities $11 billion, one man. And he says, for someone who backed Hillary Clinton in the presidential election, Warren Buffett has done just fine so far with a Donald Trump victory. The multi-billionaire
Having this, oh my God, rise in it is a good reason to go, oh my God. I mean, fundamentally, you know, the run up to 15,000 was outrageous. Now we're almost at 20,000. The real valuation of the Dow Jones Industrial Average should be somewhere around 7,500. And it's going to get there. So Warren Buffett, you know, he'll probably be the very first guy that goes, hey, you didn't know this, but 5 days ago I sold everything. Ching, and down comes the crash. And I will certainly take having Donald Trump in the White House during this crash than a communist dictator. They might do things. They might have actually said, yeah, we'll crash the market, and the next day we'll declare martial law. I don't expect Donald Trump is going to do that. What do you think?
I'll go with you. And let's go with our callers. The call-in number, folks, 800-313-9443. Let me get the caller box open here so I can see you when you do come in. Let me share with you a very good column right after this break. Pat Buchanan's latest contribution to the cause, a besieged Trump presidency, just what we were talking about. Be right back.
We are the American Freedom Party. This is the most urgent time in the history of Western civilization. In the year 1900, white people of European descent comprised 35% of the world population. Today it is less than 9% and falling fast. Europe is being overrun with Middle Eastern immigrants, and America's founding stock is rapidly being replaced with third world peoples from around the globe. For the last 50 years, every influential institution in this nation, our schools and universities, our media, our churches and our employers have promoted policies and principles that teach whites to be ashamed of their great heritage and birthright. We, who in the 1950s, the 1960s, and 1970s were the world's dominant force, are now so afraid of being called racist that we were quailing towards irrelevance and extinction. Join the American Freedom Party today. Reach us at theamericanfreedomparty.us or call us at 701-317-5317. Paid for by the American Freedom Party.
Without the right accessories, any guy can be off the mark. Whether you've invested thousands in your arsenal or you own a single trusted firearm, a visit to AROutfitting.com is in order. It's one of the finest online selections of tactical optics and AR parts and add-ons, like EOTech, quick target acquisition with no peripheral loss. Browse the full range of Nikon scopes and binoculars. AROutfitting.com can illuminate your world with Streamlight gun-mounted lights from keychain to large handhelds, up to 1,100 lumens. Find some stability with Battenfield tactical bipods. AROutfitting.com has CMMG gun parts, barrels, assemblies, handguards, part kits, and more. Plus Magful clips and magazines. I know I've got you excited, so take a breath. Head to AROutfitting.com. The site's super easy to navigate and features a ton of technical info, including links to manuals. We also welcome vendor and manufacturer inquiries. Remember, if you don't see it, we can get it at AROutfitting.com.
Corporate media dominates the American opinion. Finding independent voices that counter this avalanche is becoming increasingly difficult. With the endless corruption running rampant throughout our government, independent voices are needed more than ever to battle the offensive against our freedoms and liberties. As a listener of RBN, no one understands this concept better than you. Now it's up to you to do your part. The time has come for you to take action and begin broadcasting the truth to hundreds or thousands of people every month. Sound impossible? Quite the contrary. With pointed slogans from LibertyStickers.com, you can reach countless sleeping Americans unaware that they live in a real-life wonderland. LibertyStickers.com has a huge inventory of political bumper stickers and messages that reflect the truth about our government, our politicians, and the future of America. With so many in stock, there's one perfect for you. Visit us today at LibertyStickers.com. Again, that's LibertyStickers.com. Do your part. Your voice is important. Let it be heard.
We're back, folks. We're going to read a little Pat Buchanan. And, boy, I sure hope there's a place, there's a fit in the Trump administration for Pat Buchanan. It might depend. I know Trump would love to have Pat Buchanan in there. It might be more a question of what Pat Buchanan wants to do and what his life is like right now. And then I also want to get to some tweets that Donald Trump put out today. I'll start with one of those. Donald Trump has not yet been sworn in as president, but he is already expressing confidence in his reelection in 2020. This is a column that appeared on HeatStreet.com. During an active Twitter session on Tuesday, the president-elect, that's today, the president-elect declared that the people he selects for top position in his administration will remain in power for two full terms. Here's his tweet. Great meetings will take place today at Trump Tower concerning the formation of the people who will run our government for the next 8 years. I love it. And then Heat Street says, given the tattered, disoriented state of the Democratic Party following the shocking defeat of their inevitable nominee, Hillary Clinton, this might not be such a bold prediction. Nominating a left-wing Harvard professor like Elizabeth Warren, for example, in 2020, would seem like a surefire way for the Democrats to ensure a full 8 years of President Trump. And then he says, 8 years might be an underestimate if Trump manages to follow through on his promise to make America great again, in which case an adoring public, that's us, would presumably rally around his call to overturn, George, the 22nd Amendment to the Constitution, which establishes presidential term limits. For most of our history, we didn't have any such limits.
Boy, did you call out one, James.
Yeah. Given Trump's superior stamina, he could realistically serve until his mid-90s, in which case his cabinet could be in a position to run the government for the next 25 years. It'll never happen, you might be thinking, but that's exactly what you thought about the idea of Trump winning in the first place, isn't it? So I like that one. Now let's go to another one I like, Pat Buchanan. Now, Heat Street doesn't love Donald Trump. You may have been able to infer that. A besieged Trump presidency ahead. After a week managing the transition, Vice President-elect Mike Pence took his family out to the Broadway musical Hamilton. As Pence entered the theater, a wave of boos swept over the audience. And at the play's end, the Aaron Burr character, speaking for the cast and the producers, read a statement directed at Pence. "We are the diverse America who are alarmed and anxious that your new administration will not protect us, our planet, our children, our parents, or defend us and uphold our inalienable rights, sir. But we truly hope this show has inspired you to uphold our American values," unquote. In March, the casting call that went out for actors for roles in this musical celebration of, quote, American values, unquote, read, quote, "seeking non-white men and women," unquote. Oh, Pat Buchanan writes, "the arrogance, the assumed posture of moral superiority, the conceit of our cultural elite on exhibit on that stage Friday night is what Americans regurgitated when they voted for Donald Trump. Yet the conduct of the Hamilton cast puts us on notice. The left neither accepts its defeat nor the legitimacy of Trump's triumph. His presidency promises to be embattled from day one." Well, it's already embattled before day one. How many days have we got left, George? 58?
58. Yeah, 58. Barry. Wonder what he's going to do for a living 59 days from now.
Yeah, we were doing a countdown to the election, and that was fun. Now we'll do a countdown to the inauguration. Boy, that's close. And then we'll have a nice countdown and countdown on his first 100 days. You know, on the first day of Christmas, my president gave to me. And then we'll have 100 more days of Christmas. We got a little break coming up here. We'll have a little more Pat Buchanan, your calls, and more. Stay tuned.
Are tuned in to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Visit our website by going to republicbroadcasting.org.
Extendivite, a 7-herb combination of garlic, cayenne, hawthorn, bilberry, ginkgo biloba, valerian, and milk thistle. Extendivite is designed to strengthen the heart and arteries and help the body heal itself. Doctors are not able to explain the improvements they are seeing in their patients' health who are taking Extendivite. People who once needed more pills are now taking less and getting better. Due to the unexplainable improvements in their patients' health, more doctors are calling to order Extendivite for themselves. Help Extendivite make your doctor a believer. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a 2-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite. time for you to have your own custom smartphone app for your business and pay way less than you can imagine. Introducing the I Can Get To Silent Salesman Mobile Marketing App, a global mobile marketing and communication tool for your business. Go to appsapart.com and learn how you could earn up to $36,351 or more per month just by inviting two people or less into a $14.95 per month program. Go to appsapart.com and be sure to watch the video at the top of the site and listen to the audio message from the CEO near the bottom. This is something you won't want to miss. Go to appsapart.com or call 646-860-9540. That's 646-860-9540.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org. 800-326-2001.
Homeowners, are you in foreclosure, expecting to be served with a foreclosure lawsuit, or suspect your lender has coerced you into an illegal mortgage transaction? A huge number of mortgages made in the last 10 years have legal issues and are possibly defective. State laws and the U.S. Supreme Court have upheld that defective mortgage documents are grounds for foreclosure defense and for counterclaims in favor of the homeowner. If your mortgage has been sold or assigned since closing the loan, it may be defective and you may be paying the wrong party, and the lender may not have standing or the right to foreclose or collect payments under the law. If you would like to know if your mortgage is legal or not, or know if you are paying the right party, we can help. Our initial consultations are free of charge. We are not attorneys. We are legal researchers and work closely with experienced lawyers who know how to help you find the evidence to help you keep your home. Call toll free 1-855-2-KEEP-IT. That's 1-855-2-KEEP-IT today.
We're back, folks. And let's go back to this Pat Buchanan article. Here it is right here. The casting call for Hamilton advertised seeking non-white men and women. His presidency promises to be embattled from day one. Already two anti-Trump demonstrations are being ginned up in D.C., the first on Inauguration Day, January 20th. So we can look forward to that in 58 days by a group called ANSWER, Act Now to Stop War. Well, yeah, if you want to act now to stop war and end racism, elect Donald Trump. A second scheduled for January 21st is a pro-Hillary Million Woman March. Oh, God, I don't think they're going to have a million women. This is the day after the inauguration. While the Pope this weekend deplored a virus of polarization, even inside the church, on issues of nationality, race, and religious beliefs, that unfortunately is America's reality. In a new Gallup poll, 77% of Americans perceive their country as greatly divided on the most important values, with 7 in 8 Democrats concurring on that. On the campuses, anti-Trump protests have not ceased, and the crying rooms remain open. Since November 8, mobs have blocked streets and highways across America in a way that, had the Tea Party people done it, would have brought calls for the 82nd Airborne. In liberal Portland, rioters trashed downtown and battled cops. Mayors Rahm Emanuel of Chicago and Bill de Blasio of New York have declared their cities to be sanctuary cities. Sanctuary! Pledging non-cooperation with U.S. authorities seeking to deport those who broke into our country and remain here illegally. Says District of Criminals Mayor Muriel Bowser, I have asserted firmly that we are a sanctuary city, according to the Washington Post after the meeting where this declaration had been extracted from Bowser. An activist blurted, we're facing a fascist maniac.
I thought you and I were the fascist maniacs here,
yeah.
Jam.
Yeah. And the Donald Trump's presidency will be a besieged presidency, and he would do well to enlist, politically speaking, a war cabinet and White House staff that relishes a fight and does not run. The battle of 2016 is over. The long war of the Trump presidency has only just begun. There's another headline here. Now, in enlisting a war cabinet, Stephen Bannon is exactly that, is a war cabinet. And there was an article in the Wall Street Journal, or in the New York Times today, and I'm reading it here from the Los Angeles Times. They're covering his interview with the New York Times today. President-elect Donald Trump, the interview to Tuesday with New York Times journalists. And here's one where Trump, let me go to that. He addressed the public reemergence of the white supremacist movement and how his campaign has energized those groups. He said he disavows and condemns such groups, including the neo-Nazis who gathered in Washington over the weekend. Now, that's a reference there to the NPI conference. But he defended his pick of chief strategist Stephen K. Bannon, the Breitbart News executive, who boasted that his outlet is the platform for the alt-right. Now, Stephen Bannon has also said, what the heck does the word alt-right mean? It is the platform. It is a platform for the right wing, which is exactly what Trump has, you know, charged up here. It's the right. It's the right wing. It's patriots. It doesn't really need a different name from what it has always been. It's the right. And the what I'm noticing here in this coverage, this may be an example of this, that the there are things we can do to avoid sort of pushing Donald Trump or Stephen Bannon or Eric Trump into disavowing us. And I suggest that would be a good idea, that putting them in situations where they're going to be confronted with the media saying, well, what about this? What about that? What about this? I believe that with this show, we haven't offered them any ammo, haven't offered them anything to use. It's very clear that this show, we support the wonderful things that Donald Trump is doing, the common sense of it. And we're not claiming credit for it. We're not saying we did this and we got a secret phone call into Donald Trump. That's what the media wants to portray. We're making it clear that we are exactly what we have always been and will continue to be, and will have a very valuable role in among our people during this amazing 8 years of the Trump presidency. But Trump, we didn't make the Trump victory. Trump, I like what Ann Coulter says, her analysis of it. Donald Trump picked the popular side with our people, you know, middle class, overwhelmingly white middle America. He picked the popular view, every single popular view of our people, and advocated it. Bingo, bango, bongo. You advocate bongo. What people want, and you win. It's not something we didn't engineer this. Now, the left The controlled media wants to make it appear that by some sort of ledger domain, we did this. And it's really, this really isn't a populist uprising of the American people. This is actually some kind of a trick by these nasty white nationalists. That's what they want. That's the picture that they want to portray. And of course, it's false. But why are they seeking so desperately to paint that picture? Because they think they can help bring down Donald Trump with that picture. So, and I don't want to contribute any visuals or any interviews to their effort to create such an impression.
James, quickly, yeah. we do have a mandate with Trump in charge now for our movement to look inward a little bit. I would like to see the adolescent wing of our movement be replaced by the mature wing. For lack of better words, Donald Trump's the winner. Well, It'll be beneficial to have him for 8 years, and you know, our adolescent wing, they don't really help very much. I'm personally tired of them. Some of us are, you know, we're all the over 50 or over 60 crowd. I don't know. You know where I'm going with this, James. So we have a chance to help and not screw it up. And you and I know I can't say it on the air, but I can sure think it on the air.
Right. Well, the useful in that contemplation, that self-reflection on what the next 8 years could be like for us, is to, you know, make the shift in thinking from being outsiders, complete outcasts, and out in the cold, to now being in a country where good ideas have taken hold at the top. That changes somewhat our mission. We don't have to be, you know, our approach can change, and things that we did out of frustration or desperation or anger 10 years ago and 5 years ago are not going to be productive. Some of those things in a world with Donald Trump as president and Stephen Bannon as his chief strategist. So anyway, we've got 8 years to talk about that. And we will be.
James, but it is hard that after taking a beating for 60 years, you know, our hair's on fire. It's going to take a little while for the hair for the fire to go out.
Well, let's go to the callers here. We've got a bunch. Let me just scroll down this list here. We've got Jim in Grand Ledge, Michigan. Jim, you're on the air.
Hello, sir. How you doing?
Good,
sir?
Thank you. I think you're a new caller. Yes.
Yeah, I am a new caller. Two things. After November 8th, I believe that the Lord God Almighty put Donald Trump in as President of the United States. Because I think the people in this country was tired of the corruption and the iniquity, and I think God sent Donald Trump for a reason to hold back the judgment of God.
Hear, hear. Yes, hear. I'm agreeing with you.
And I believe also that God will protect Donald Trump. I pray for the man's safety every day and his family every day. I know there's assassination attempts on his life. I know I understand all that. I understand that. I pray for him every day. I pray for our country every day, that our nation will get back where it used to be. You know, it's going to take a revival, a Holy Ghost revival. Like I said, I think that I believe that after November 8th, I think something lift spiritually. Something lift, and it was such a, I don't know what it was, but something. I think God just broke it. I mean, just broke it because we had to do as a Christian nation, we had to do something. We could not put Hillary in office. We could not.
Well, Jim. You know, tens of millions of people agree with you, and that's why Donald Trump is our president right now. So yeah, I know you know you are like all the rest of us, pinching yourself. You know, you could say it's Christmas every day. It's wonderful. Whatever you want to call it, it's wonderful every day. It's a whole different feeling. You are right. You are right.
I mean, it's the war is not over with the other side. The enemy is going to fight back. We know that. I mean, like you said, it's going to be a battle when the day he gets in office. It's going to be tough. And I think he'll be fine. I think God's going to protect him. I think God will put his hand upon him. I think he already has. What's that?
I agree with you. And does our audience. And thank you very much. Thank you for listening there. Where is Grand Ledge? What part of Michigan are you in?
The middle of the state, by Lansing.
And thank you very much, you in Michigan, for voting for Donald Trump. You were part of you in Michigan, in Wisconsin, in Pennsylvania, in Iowa, in Florida, in Ohio. You are the people who elected Donald Trump. Very, very prominently. You were the six flip states that made the difference between the Romney performance in 2012 and this victory in 2016. So thank you to all those people. And I don't know if I named them all, those six states, but...
Can I say something else real quick?
Sure.
I don't know. I think what he ought to do, he's not the Attorney General, he's President of the United States. He needs to go after Hillary hard. I mean, he needs to go after her. I mean, big time. Because all the things that she's done, you need to go after her. And Obama, too.
Well, now, Jim, and let me, I don't mean to be, let me just say this. I like, Alex Jones said this when, you know, people were talking about, you ought to do this, you ought to do that, and so on. And this is very good. It's right what you're saying we should be offering our peanut gallery thoughts on what he should do. But Jones was right when he said, you know what, I don't care if he nominates Santa Claus for this or that particular position. And what he was saying was, this guy is so brilliant, and what he's doing is so great, that there will be all kinds of moves that he makes that may not be, you know. Now, for example, let me just give you an argument, for the sake of argument. There's an argument for not sending Hillary off to jail. There's an argument, there is a good argument for just letting her slip into oblivion. Let her just slide off into the, into the nether world of forgetfulness. And don't make a martyr out of her. Don't put her in some women's prison somewhere or a country club prison where she can moan about, I'm sick. Oh, I'm feeling terrible. Oh, I'm getting arthritis now because of
Donald Trump. All over it, James, and that's what he's doing. Just watch the news. That's what he's doing. He's letting, he's having a great time. Why does he need to waste his time on beating up Hillary?
True.
You know, 6 foot 4 man beating up on a 5 foot 7 woman,
It's not a good thing.
Just doesn't play well.
I think what he's doing is let her hang herself.
Yes. And then move on to the big business. Get the border controlled. Get our economy, get our prosperity going, get the energy unleashed. One way that Donald Trump could counteract a Janet Yellen crash in the markets and so on, Donald Trump could counter that by unleashing energy just left and right. As Janet's trying to crash things, Donald could be saying, okay, oil pipelines, build them. Gas, let's get it out. Let's get it marketed. Let's get the energy unleashed. And then in area after area of the market, unleash those areas of the market and create a boom, a broom.
He could do that. Oh, yeah.
Yeah.
So he can print his own money. He can print the money instead of the Federal Reserve. Have a gold and silver, like Kennedy did.
And I'll be, I say it over and over again. The man is so brilliant, they're not going to pull any fast ones on him. There's nothing.
Oh, no.
He's much smarter than Janet Yellen. You know, that's one of the things he looked out at the press and he called them scum and sleaze. And then in one of his talks that we covered right here and we played here on this radio show during our magnificent year and a half of run up to this moment, where he said, I hate to inform you guys, I'm smarter than any of you.
Mm-hmm. Oh, yeah.
He just said
it. He did say that.
He just said it right there.
Yeah,
I'm smarter than any of you. And
I know.
He is. He is. So he's not a dumb bunny like George Bush Jr., and nobody's going to pull a fast one on him. And
oh, no, he's not. He knows. I think he knows. I was listening to Jim Mars. I don't know if you ever heard of him.
Sure.
He says that Trump knows who runs the banking cartel, who runs pulling the strings, you know. He knows. He knows. He, like you said, he's no dummy. He's not an idiot.
He has got it. All right. Well, Jim, it's great to have you in our audience. We'll come back with Dave in Nevada right after this break.
You, your husband, your wife, your children, we all need food. And with dozens of food storage companies buying up airtime all over radio, it's hard for you to know which company you can actually trust. Hey folks, John Stettmiller here. We at RBN understand, which is why I personally searched out a storable food company and one with similar core values to us here at RBN and of course you, the listener. Well, I found such a company. I'd like to introduce you to Numana Food Storage. Numana Food Storage, highly nutritious, GMO-free, contains no aspartame, no high fructose corn syrup, has no chemical preservatives or soy, and Numana Food Storage has a 25-year shelf life. To back up my claims, we've made Numana Food Storage the exclusive food sponsor of RBN. Call 888-597-0775, 888-597-0775. Order online at NumanaRepublic.com. That's NumanaRepublic.com. Food storage you'll love to eat.
Do you have difficulty taking supplements? Are you searching for a high-quality, complete nutritional drink that your whole family will love? NutraMedical's Life Support has arrived. All of your daily nutritional requirements in one quick, delicious drink. Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support is a proprietary blend of vegan protein, activated vitamins, essential minerals, amino acids, probiotics, green tea, digestive enzymes, anti-inflammatories, cancer prevention, detoxification, and much more. Your body will high-five you for this one. Life Support is the best complete nutrition meal replacement on the market. Whether you are an elite athlete, have post-operative challenges, chronic illness, elderly, or a family that just wants a quick, delicious drink, try Dr. Bill Deagle's Life Support for optimized nutrition in one great-tasting smoothie. Just add cold water, almond milk, fruit, or anything else you like. NutraMedical's Life Support. Try our great-tasting chocolate or vanilla today. Call 888-212-8871 or visit us online at NutraMedical.com. NutraMedical.com for the whole family.
Extendivite is more than just a heart tonic. Most basic diseases are caused by yeast in the gut and metals in the liver, and we all have a bit of both. The garlic in Extendivite has a yeast-killing effect in the gut while also helping the sulfur enzyme in the liver get rid of the metals. Extendivite just may improve your overall health. Products like Extendivite are the only way we are going to get our society healthy. And if you're waiting for the government and pharmaceutical care to solve your health problems, you're going to have a long, disappointing wait, I think. Extendivite is a complete formula for extended life in the new millennium. 80 can be the new 60. Extendivite is available in capsule or liquid form for just $69.95 for a two-month supply. To get started, call 1-877-928-8822. That's 1-877-928-8822 or visit heartdrop.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
We're back, folks. You know, one of the people who definitely did elect Donald Trump is Matt Drudge. And every day is just a treat reading the headlines that he has gathered. Here's one of them from the Washington Times. This is a hot story today. Illegal immigrants pose as families, tell tales of woe to gain entry to the U.S. So Drudge is all over the immigration invasion. Washington Times writes, illegal immigrants are trying a bold new strategy to sneak into the U.S., pairing up with unrelated children and pretending to be families, fabricating tales of heartrending woe back home to try to convince border agents to admit them into the country, according to internal Homeland Security documents reviewed by the Washington Times. That is one of the tactics feeding the surge of illegal immigrants in recent months, which the Border Patrol's intelligence unit says was part of a pre-election rush to try to get into the country. The U.S. set records for illegal immigrant children and families in fiscal year 2016 and is on pace to break those records 1 month into fiscal year 2017. Intelligence analysts said the patterns are shifting as migrants, I love that euphemism for these invaders, migrants, kind of like, you know, like the geese that fly over from Canada here in North Dakota and fly south, the migrant birds, they're migratory people, are shifting as migrants figure out how to game the system. And that's what it is, isn't it? It has become so easy to sneak into the U.S. as a family that some aren't even bothering to pay smugglers. Instead, they are making the trip on their own and saving thousands of dollars in fees. Is that what a smuggler charges, George, a fee?
It's a fee, nothing more, James.
It's a fee. It's a professional fee, folks. That has made that has made the trip affordable for illegal immigrants who wouldn't have made the journey otherwise, the analyst said in the documents. And it says, quote, this is a Homeland Security document, and, you know, let us look forward to the day when Homeland Security is run by a Donald Trump appointee. Some family units have shifted from using smugglers to movement facilitated by family-supported coaching and assistance because it is widely believed that the U.S. will allow them to enter if they travel with a child and claim that they have a fear of returning back to their home country. In some cases, smugglers pair unrelated children with adults and coach the youngsters to lie so they can bamboozle agents into admitting them as families. In other instances, families will split up and each parent will take a child, making it more likely that they will all be quickly released. The children, quoting, the children are now deportation shields, said Jessica Vaughn, Policy Studies Director at the Center for Immigration Studies, CIS. Now, that's a good outfit. Let me just continue with that after this break. We'll get some more calls in. Oh, my gosh. You're kidding. We've run out of time. We'll see you again tomorrow night. We'll continue tomorrow at the Trump Phenomenon. So long.
Hi, my name is Chris. Since the 1970s, I have been actively making products available that support good health. What makes my juices flow is helping mankind get healthy. Today, I'm going to tell you about a product that will help your juices to flow. I am excited to recommend Dr. Miller's Holy Tea to you. Even if we are eating a clean diet, these impurities are entering our bodies. Holy Tea moves these poisons that are creating havoc with our health out of our bowels. It works on the whole digestive system. The five tasty herbs are combined to provide an amazing detoxifying and healing tea that will rid your body of the pollutants and soothe your digestive tract, and in some cases, help you lose weight. It is critical for our health to move all of the environmental toxins from our bodies. The Holy Tea can do that. As a hydrocolon therapist, remember, with every BM, you're supporting RBN. www.holytea.org 800-326-2000 2001.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.